We are starting on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph by the words of Might, Time with the Remeir. First word on the line is Nashim. It's around 17 lines from the bottom. Again, first word on the line is Nashim. The next words are Might, Time of Memtes, Might, Time with the Remeir. The Gemara wants to understand, we said in the Baisa that Remeir holds, you cannot use an animal for a wall of a sukkah. The question is, why not? What's wrong with it? Reb Yehuda seems to make a lot of sense. Why? Of course you can use an animal. Why is it worse than any other wall? Why does your mayor not allow us to use an animal for the wall of a sukkah? Says the Gemara. My time with your mayor. What is the reason for your mayor? Abaya Amar Abaya says, Shema Tomas. Abaya says, Shema, perhaps, Tomas, it will die. It means we're scared that the animal might die, and if it dies, you will no longer have a wall because the animal will keel over. And therefore, we don't let you eat in the sukkah because perhaps it will fall apart, Rashi says, and it might fall apart on Yom Tov and you won't have a sukkah. Reb Zeira says, Shema, perhaps Tivrach, it will run away, it will walk away, and again you will not have a sukkah because your animal will run away. Says the Gemara. So, it, being that we have two opinions, Reb Zeira, who's worried about running away, and Abaya is only worried about death, what comes out is that by a peel, which is an elephant, which is kashur, which is tied, kule alma, everyone, alma, the whole world, loy pligi, do not argue. Right? In that case, everyone will be in agreement. Why di nami, for if also, meaning if even, mayis, it will die, yish, there is, benivilasa, in its carcass, yud, ten tfachim. So you have no concern. Right. First of all, the elephant's tied, so it can't run away. So Reb Zeira is going to be fine. And also, even if it does die, there's still 10 tefachim worth of height, so Abaya as well would have no issue. Ki, when, pligi, do the argument, meaning, in which case, is there room for argument? But peel by an elephant, she'enei kashur, that is not tied. So then what happens? Limanda amar, according to the one who said, Shema Tamus, perhaps it will die, meaning we're afraid that it will die and you won't have a mechitza. Loi chayshinon. We are not concerned. We are not worried. Loi, we are not chayshinon. Concerned, worried. Why is that? Because he's saying, I'm only afraid for the fact that the animal might die. Being that it's an elephant, it's a peel. So then, who cares? Even if it dies, we'll still have 10 tefachim. The fact that it's not tied, that doesn't bother me. I'm not scared of it running away. However, Liman da Omar, according to the one that said, Gezerah, it's a decree, Shema, perhaps Tivrach, it will run away. Chayshinan, we are worried, right, because it's untied. You're right that it's an elephant, but it's untied, it can run away. So that's how the Gemara is setting up the Machlekes for now. One Man da Omar holds, we're only concerned for death, and one Man da Omar holds, we're only concerned for running away. And the argument will be in the case of an elephant which is untied. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Gemara asks a question. The man, the Omar, according to the one who said, Zira, it's a decree, Shema, perhaps, Thomas will die, Nechush, let us be worried, Shema, perhaps, Tivrach, will run away. Question mark, meaning. The Gemara is asking, you telling me that you're afraid that the animal might just keel over and die at any moment, but you're not afraid that the animal will run away? Why not? Isn't it more likely that an animal will walk off than just have a heart attack on the spot? So if you're worried about it dying, Kalshkin, for sure you should be worried that it will run away. So that can't be. There can't be anybody out there, says the Gemara, who's only worried for death and not worried for running away. Ella, rather, says the Gemara, appeal by an elephant, she'enei kashur, that's not tied. Kulei alma, the entire world lay pligi, nobody argues. Everyone agrees that that's not kosher. Once the animal's not tied, it's for sure not going to work because it's going to run away and we don't let allow it. Ki pligi, when do they argue? When they're Reb Zeira and Abaya argue? By behema, by an animal, not an elephant, a small animal. Kashura, which is tied. Okay? Because why? What's the argument there? You have a small animal, it's tied up. So, Limanda Amar, according to the one who says, Gzeira, it's a decree, Shema, perhaps, Thomas, it will die, Cheshinan, that we are worried over here. The sukkah can't go. Because you're right, it's tied and it's not going to run anywhere, but perhaps it could still die. There's still that 5% chance the animal will have a heart attack. And then your sukkah goes bye-bye because your sukkah collapsed. So he will tell you that it is pasul. Leman d'amar, according to the one that says, Xera, it is a decree, Shema, perhaps Tivrak, it'll run away, Lechashina. We're not worried, obviously, because here the animal is tied. Okay? So that is going to be the case where Abaya and Xera will part ways. You have a small animal, which if it dies, you will no longer have Mechitza, but it's tied up. So if all you're worried for is the fact that it'll run away, there's nothing to worry about. The animal's tied, it's okay. However, if you're worried for the fact that the animal might die, it very well might die here as well, and there goes your mechitza. Okay, now the Gemara wants to clarify a little more. Says the Gemara, Uleman d'amar, and according to the one that says, Gzera, it's a decree, Shema, perhaps Tivrach, it'll run away. I mean, he's only worried about running away. Once you tie the animal, he's happy, right? This is Gzera. Says the Gemara, Nechush, let us be worried, Shema Tamas, perhaps he'll die. Meaning, why do you argue on Abaya? Why are you only worried for running away? Why are you not worried for death? So my answer is, I'll tell you why. Misa, death, loy shchicha. Death is not common. Loy, not shchicha common. Okay, so that's why Zera says that's too much. The probabilities of the animal dying are way, way too low in order for me to pass the sukkah. Okay, Gemara asks another question. This is a question on everybody. You're telling me you can use the animal for your wall. Oh, v'ha'ika, but there is ravcha, the space, the beni, that is between the two legs or between the floor and the bottom of the animal. So you have a gap. We know that a mechitza, a wall, has to be solid. Here you've got a light, nice size gap. It could be more than 3 tefachim, so you can't even say lavud. You have a very, very large gap underneath the animal's belly till the floor. Va'ika, but there is ravcha, the space, the beini, that is between the two things. Bein means between the two things. So my answer is no. The ovid that he created lay for it, behutza, with palm branches, with daphne and twigs, meaning he made a fence, he made a small little fence onto the animal to block off that space. Martha, new question. How can you allow me to use an animal for a wall, but Dilma, perhaps, Rava, it will squat down, it will sit down, and then you lose your 10 tefachim, right? You measure the animal to have 10 tefachim, but if it squats, there goes your 10 tefachim. So my answer is the mesicha that you hoisted it, you tied it up, ba'ashli, with ropes, mila'el, from up above. Okay. So now the Gemara said, okay, look, this sounds like a pretty exciting case. I think I got this now. We've got an animal that's tied. Not only is it tied that it can't run, it's even tied up to the ceiling to make sure it doesn't squat. You've got little twigs and palm branches below it to make sure you have a wall. This thing is one of a kind. You've never seen this kind of wall before in your life. But, says the Gemara, then I don't get it. Uleman da'amar, and the one who said, Gzera, a decree, Shema, perhaps Thomas will die. So who cares if it dies? Nami, even if it dies, ha-mischa ba'ashli, it is mischa, like said, hoisted, tied up, ba'ashli with ropes, mila'el, from up above. Right? So who cares? Look, the same way we're not worried it's going to squat because you tied it so tightly. So then even if it dies, who cares? It'll still be in the exact same spot. It's immobile. What is the concern of death? Why in the world would Abaya say it's puzzle? Says the Gemara, Zimnin, there are times, the Moikim, where he will place the animal. Moikim, he will place the animal. Bepaches, within less than. Mishloisha, of 3. Samuch, close, laschach, to the roof, to the schach. Meaning the way he'll structure his wall is he'll put the animal 2.9 tefachim away from the roof, right? So this way he gets to get the ultimate bang for his buck. He has a cow. He's got a little gap in the bottom which he covered with twigs. Now he has a little gap above the animal on the schach, but it's fine. He puts it within 3 tefachim, so you have lovud, and it's perfect. But what's going to happen? V'kivan, and since the mayas that it died, b'kavta, it will shrivel, it will shrink. The lav, and not adate, upon his knowledge, when he won't notice. So what's the concern? The Gemara comes out, ultimately, according to Abaya, the concern is, perhaps this animal, which is tied up and stuffed underneath with twigs, etc., we're scared that there will be a case where the guy will put it close to the roof, under three tefachim, and it will die, and it will shrivel, and he will not notice. That will be a case where they will fight about whether or not, since Abaya holds we're scared for death, the probabilities are enough for us to be worried and concerned, it'll be possible. Whereas according to Reb Zeira, since death is unlikely, it's going to be kosher completely. Now again, according to Reb Yehuda, apparently everything's fine, right? Because he's not scared of it running away or of it dying. But according to Reb Zeira, we're only scared for it to run away. Once it's tied in and won't run away, there's no problem. Whereas in Abaya, there's always this fear of it dying and shrinking. Okay. Now, okay, yeah, we got the whole machlekes about Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, death, not death. Sounds awesome. Says the Gemara. Umi, Amar. Umi, and did, Amar. Or merely, literally, Umi would mean, means, and is he the one? Umi, Amar. And is he the one who said, Abaya, is Abaya the one who said, Umi, Amar, Abaya. And did Abaya say that Reb Meir is chayish lemisa, that Reb Meir is concerned for death? Reb Yehuda loy chayish, and Reb Yehuda does not care about that. Meaning, the way Abaya is interpreting the Mishnah is that Reb Yehuda is okay with using an animal because Reb Yehuda is not concerned for animals dying. He holds that that's not a very high probability. Reb Meir, he is concerned for it. That's Abaya's take on the Machlekes. Now the Gemara is going to ask that we find in other places in Shas that Abaya actually understood Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda's Shita completely the other way around. That Reb Meir is usually the one who's not concerned for death. And Reb Yehuda is the one who is. Now where is that? So the Gemara says like this. There's a Mishnah. Okay, but before we start the Mishnah, we have to know some basic facts. Halakha is as follows. A Jewish girl, a Bas Yisrael, she's not a Kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma. Okay? Now, same way most of us are not allowed to eat truma because we're Yisraelim. That's life. You know, Kohanim are special. They do hard work. They don't get any land. They get truma. But if a Bas Yisrael, a regular Jewish girl, marries a Kohen, Bas Yisrael, she nisses the Kohen, so then what happens? She's allowed to eat truma. Because she's married to her husband, she becomes part of his household, she's allowed to eat truma. It's a pasuk in there. What happens if her husband dies and she has no children? So then she goes back and she becomes a regular Yisraelis and she's not allowed to eat truma. Alright, that's the fact. Says the Mishnah. Batnan, told in the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael, a daughter of Israel, she nisses l'kain, that got married to a kain. Nisses means gets married, l'kain to a kain. V'holach, and he went, Ba'ala, her husband, the Medina Sayyam, the Kayin, her husband, he went to off seas. Medina Sayyam means the country across the sea. You know, it could be Cyprus, could be Egypt, who knows? Okay, he went. She doesn't know anything. She doesn't know what's going on. They have no connection right now. They don't know what's going on. So halakha is, even though she has no idea if he's alive or dead, for all she knows, it could be he died already, but it could be he's alive. Halakha is that what a cheles b'truma, she's allowed to eat truma. Bechezkas, with the assumption, with the predisposition, shehu kayim, that he is alive, that he's around. Right? Meaning, as far as we know, he was alive last we checked. We don't know anything has changed, as far as we know yet. So she's allowed to rely on that and say that until we know otherwise, he's still alive and she's allowed to eat the truma. Apparently, right? We're not concerned that he died. Means we don't just assume people die unless we've heard so. V'raminan Allah. Okay, that was a Mishnah in Gittin. Now we asked a Raminan. Raminan means a theory. We ask a contradiction. Allah upon this Mishnah. Haray. Behold. Ze Gittich. This is your get. This is your divorce document. Shah Achas. 1 hour. Kaidim before Misasi my death. What does this mean? Why is a guy giving his wife such a strange divorce document? So the case goes as follows. You have a guy and his wife, they're married, they have a great marriage, but there's an issue. They don't have children, and he is now going on a business trip. Okay? So what's the problem? The problem is he doesn't know if he's going to make it. Business trips are dangerous things. So what? If he dies, no, she'll just get remarried. The answer is, then no, since they have no kids. since they have no children. If he dies, he'll have to do Yibum or Chalitza with his brother. Now, his brother is not a great guy, and she doesn't really like him. And more than that, he lives very far away. No one knows when they'll see him next. She's going to be stuck for a long time, which she's not going to be able to get married. Things are going to be bad for her. And he likes his wife, so he wants to make sure she doesn't get stuck in such a bad predicament. But he doesn't want to divorce her, obviously, because they're still married. He wants to be married to her. So he does her a favor. He says like this: I'm giving you this divorce, this get, on the condition that when will it take effect? It'll take effect 1 second or 1 hour, a shah, before he dies. What does he gain with that? That way, when he dies, it turns out retroactively she was divorced before he died. Being that she was divorced, they weren't married. So therefore, Yibum does not apply. She's free to go. She was a regular divorced woman. Oh, seems like a great plan. What's the problem? So let's see. Says Mishnah. Guy says, Hareza Gitech. This is, behold, this is your get. This is your divorce document. Sha'achas. 1 hour or 1 second. Kaidim. Before Misasi, is my death. Then, Asura, she is Usur, Le'echel, to eat Betruma, to eat Truma, because he was talking about a Yisrael who married a Kain. So, once they're divorced, she can no longer eat Truma, right? Because she herself is Yisraelis. She's only eating Truma because of their marriage. So, she's Usur to eat Truma Miyad, immediately. She's immediately Usur to eat Truma. Now, why in the world is she Usur to eat Truma? The answer is simple. We have no idea when this guy's going to die. If I say the guy dies in 10 minutes from now, turns out that they were divorced already now. If they're divorced already now, then she can't eat truma. So every time she's taking a bite into truma, she's making the assumption he's going to be alive in 10 minutes. Who said? Maybe he's going to drop dead any second. Says the Mishnah, therefore, she can't eat truma. Now, this seems to be going in direct contradiction with the Gemara we said earlier, right? The mission we said before is that she has no idea about her husband. He was last she checked, he was alive and was on a business trip. She's allowed to eat truma because she assumes he's alive until proven otherwise. Yet here, we're telling this Bas Yisrael who's married to Kain, she can't eat the truma. You know why? Because maybe her husband's going to die soon, and it turns out that they were divorced from before. So that is a big steer, a big contradiction between two Mishnais, and Abaya is going to answer that. And that will bring us back to what we were talking about originally. Okay.